Binge the full week of The Ray Taylor Show ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus.
This is The Ray Taylor Show.
Swipe Up, episode 241, the podcast where I share my unfiltered thoughts on the latest news and entertainment updates. I'm your host, Ray Taylor, and every Thursday, I'll be bringing you a fresh perspective on a variety of topics that will make people angry and sometimes threaten to end my life, because that's how fragile so many people are in this society. And that is why I continue to do this. This is the show that gets by far the most hate in my comments on social media and on YouTube by people that don't like the fact that I have an opinion. They think I'm some shill, I'm some psyop, whatever. I don't understand the complexity of their delusion, so I can't articulate it and let you know who they think I am. But I'm just me who has some opinions, whether you like them or not. And let me give you a little piece of advice. If you don't like my opinions, I would highly recommend not engaging with my content or subscribing to my stuff, because that will only help improve my audience and grow my numbers, because that's just how social media works these days. Regardless, the stories I'm talking about in this show. First story, Governor Kim Reynolds signed a bill rolling back child labor laws. Let me give you a guess on what political party that woman is part of who wants to get rid of child labor laws. Moving on to the second story, Loudoun County, Virginia principal discovers a middle school student's created a fight club, taking bets, and some parents knew about it. The third story is all about Google removing a slavery simulator game from their marketplace amid outrage in Brazil. So kind of some crazy stories that I will be talking about in this episode of this show that people will threaten my life about. The first story, Governor Kim Reynolds signed a bill rolling back child labor laws in response to business owners' complaints over labor shortages. By the way, Iowa's unemployment rate was under 3% last month. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed a bill rolling back child labor protections. The new law allows 14 and 15-year-olds to work in quote-unquote light manufacturing and 16 to 17-year-olds to serve alcohol until 11 p.m. on summer nights with parental consent. The bill is part of a trend seen across the nation, with many similar laws targeting child labor signed by GOP governors, because that is the world we're living in, where conservatives are rolling back child labor laws, rolling back rights for people, making certain forms of existence illegal. It is insane the time we are living in, and this is just another example of that. Governor Reynolds justified the new law by stating that it provides tailored labor provisions for young adults to develop their skills in the workforce. That is such bullshit. Such bullshit. Like, as if, like, getting an education isn't in some ways developing knowledge of something to take you beyond those kinds of jobs. Proponents argue that youth employment leads to less poverty, money for future education, less delinquent behavior, workplace experience, and access to mentors and role models. Because we know, we've had jobs before. I've had jobs before. Every job I've had, you're just surrounded by mentors. It's the biggest joke. That's like all those. It's like all the most bullshit things somebody would say who clearly has never had any of these kinds of jobs. It's ridiculous. Right? My experience, I have never experienced, had any of those advantages that they claim. However, the U.S. Department of Labor's top lawyer criticizes bills like this one in Iowa's, deeming it irresponsible to loosen child labor protections. The GOP lawmaker claims that these laws offer a simple solution to workplace staffers' issues caused by the horrible labor shortages during the COVID-19 pandemic. The bill in Iowa is one of 10 similar bills tracked by the Economic Policy Institute across the nation in the past 2 years, targeting minimum ages for jobs, workers, hours for minors, and allowed industries. Governors in Iowa, Arkansas, New Hampshire, and New Jersey have passed similar measures, with only New Jersey's governor, Phil Murphy, being a Democrat. The decision, which it's amazing how many politicians will run on being a Democrat, like a cinema type, for instance, but basically just be a conservative. Like, they'll change their position or vote against their party constantly, but they ran on being a Democrat. So I'd be curious to know if Phil Murphy is one of those kinds of people. The decision to roll back child labor laws in Iowa is reportedly a response to business owners' complaints about labor shortage, but with the Iowa's unemployment rate being under 3% last month. So it's very few unemployed people in Iowa, but I guess there's labor. Maybe it's just people move because they aren't getting jobs. I think the issue is places not offering to pay people a living wage, so they move to go get jobs that pay them more to exist in this world. And meanwhile, these companies that complain about that have these like job postings just to make it seem like they are having a labor shortage. But meanwhile, people that are applying for those jobs never get hired. Like, they never actually fill these positions. They're just like fake positions that these companies put up to make it seem like they are struggling. But meanwhile, they don't want to pay anybody. They're forcing their workforce to do more than they should be doing. They're taking advantage of, like, it's weird how all these companies are recording record profits. It's crazy. So instead of people paying people more, right, to make those jobs appealing that they supposedly want to fill, they want to put children in those positions. Because, of course, they have no problems underpaying children. But, well, they live at home, so they don't need to be making a living wage. As if underpaying underaged people is somehow a solution. Right? Turning this situation into making it so kids have to work because their parents don't make enough to cover the bills. So now you got to send the kids to work. Trying to sell that as if it's good for the kids. Oh, it's beneficial to go get some factory job. It's so beneficial to work in a factory, said by a bunch of people who have never worked in a factory. Meanwhile, you have public education in this country absolutely being gutted, right? Education and schools being the real world place where children can go that leads to less poverty. Education, right, that allows them the potential for higher education. The people who are involved in schools less likely to have delinquent behavior. More education for a better future, better employment in the future via education and access to mentors. I don't know, like educated people, educators. I've never had a mentor at any job I've ever had, but there are plenty of mentors and it only takes one. Plenty of them that are available at institutions of education that you're not going to get at a factory. What kind of mentors do you think you're going to get at a factory? What, they're going to teach you the joys of working at a factory? somebody that doesn't know a life outside of that job. They're going to teach the kids to be complacent with their lot in life instead of dreaming for something better, instead of opening their minds to a reality that is something far more than the state that they live in, far more than the jobs that are available to them. I started working at a young age. And I think there is something, there is some value in understanding work as a young person. But entering the workforce as a young person is a great way to throw away somebody's life, somebody's potential. Because it's very hard to get out of that workforce to follow your dreams, doing something bigger and better for yourself, when that's all you've known and you've never had the opportunity to educate yourself to beyond what you're able to do. It's absolutely ridiculous. It is insane that this country, so many people in this country will literally be in my comments defending child labor laws being rolled back. If they don't want to work, they shouldn't get the job. It's like, well, if you're being forced into a situation where their parents aren't being paid enough, like you're okay with CEOs and executives making millions of dollars and the people that are generating that money for those executives and CEOs don't make enough to survive, somehow you justify that in your head. The solution to that is not making it so kids can work. The option is making it so those CEOs and executives don't constantly raise their income while at the same time cutting the income for the people that generate all the money, while also these companies recording record profits. There is no justification for that. It is absolutely absurd. There is no reason for kids. The only reason a kid should have to get a job or want to get a job is because they want to. They want to make some extra money. Usually, maybe during the summertime, but those jobs shouldn't be serving alcohol to people in bars. That is not an environment to better somebody's life, to put somebody in a position with alcohol-induced assholes. It's not a place for a child. To have them in quote-unquote light manufacturing jobs? Are you kidding me? Go look and see how awesome it was for kids in the Industrial Revolution. It's not a place for kids. It's not. And paying kids to do these jobs doesn't mean that we shouldn't be paying adults a living wage. If they can afford to give executives and CEOs bonuses and raises and they make hundreds of times more than the employees that are actually doing the work, then you have a problem if you think that's the system that's set up is good. It's absolutely ridiculous. Source for that story, Business Insider. Let's take a quick break from this episode to talk about attention all Ray Taylor Show fans. We're excited to announce we've just released a line of exclusive merchandise featuring original artwork inspired by the show. Our high-quality shirts and biodegradable phone cases are a perfect way to show your support for the show and make a great gift for any fan. Plus, with each purchase, you'll be helping us continue to bring you great content. So don't wait, head on over to inspireddisorder.com now and check out the full collection. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll show your support by grabbing some Ray Taylor Show merchandise today. And now, let's get back to the show. Next story. Loudoun County, Virginia, principal discovers middle school students created fight clubs and taking bets. A middle school fight club was discovered in Loudoun County, Virginia, with organized fights, betting, and promotion on social media. The principal of Lunsford Middle School, is it Lunsford? It's in Loudoun County, but Lunsford Middle School is the school, sent a message to parents about the fight clubs, noting that some parents were aware and even hosted fights in their garages and basements. It's like, what are we doing? Like, you can't pretend to care about kids, but then have no problem putting them to work and have no problem with them being in fight clubs. Like, you're not creating young men by forcing them to fight. That is not what you're doing. It is absolutely ridiculous. And it's completely different than putting your child into, like, a martial arts class where they're learning discipline and they are sparring in controlled situations. Doing this thing is not, you're not, and I'm sure in the minds of these delusional people who are allowing their kids to do this, they think that they're creating men. It's and what they're actually creating is children with brain damage, and they're teaching their children to fight and to be violent because they're not getting the discipline that they would get if they actually learned a martial art. They're not actually learning to fight. They're not learning technique. They're not learning discipline. They're not learning to become a man. They are learning to become a mindless moron, the same as their parents that can somehow justify this behavior. The violence started to affect the school campus, promoting action from the school officials. I mean, and not to mention, like, what you want to teach kids to, like, solve issues with violence? Do you know what's going on in schools? Do you know that, like, promoting violence as a means to solve your issues is the reason why kids are being slaughtered so regularly? Because we live in a country where if somebody wants to be violent, they don't have to rely on throwing punches because the government protects the manufacturing of tools specifically designed to end life. I mean, in my comments, like I said, beginning of this, in my comments, somebody I called fragile for throwing out insults behind a burner account. And they mentioned that if I saw them in person and they had their gun, I wouldn't be so brave. Which, by the way, actually still kind of enforces my thought of you being a coward. That you would need to resort to using a gun. And it doesn't make me afraid of you. It makes me afraid of the coward that has the gun. Because the gun doesn't make the coward brave. The gun makes the coward capable of murder with just having to curl their finger. That's not bravery. You're not fighting a battle if you can just do this. That's like somebody who got, like, cheat codes for a video game pretending like they're good at a video game. You don't know how to handle yourself as an adult if that's what you go to. Violence is the most effortless type of violence, gun violence. And these parents are teaching their kids to solve issues with violence because that will make you a man. It is disgusting. It is disgusting. Because that's not, there's a vast difference between this fight club things that they're putting kids in and putting your kids in jiu-jitsu or taekwondo or karate or muay thai, any actual martial art where they have to actually learn technique. They have to be disciplined. They have to practice, right? And they do a lot of training before they even start sparring. And even in those sparring sessions, they're controlled. And even if they go into competition, there are rules, there are refs, there are things at which they can and can't do. They are not fight clubs like this bullshit. By the way, Fight Club, what Tyler Durden was doing was a bad thing for those that are so delusional that think that, like, oh, the anarchy and all that kind of stuff. That's like they got the wrong message out of that movie. students were creating TikToks and Instagram pages using social, the school's name to promote the fights, which is just, I mean, shows the awareness of what's going on. But of course, that further crossed line due to the students' discipline being involved, or the no further information was so due to the student discipline being involved. No further information was provided by the school district. Of course, they want to cover it up. They don't want that information out. It is unclear, especially if maybe staff was involved as well. It's unclear if the parents involved in hosting the fights could face legal consequences, as the Loudoun County Sheriff's Office did not respond to inquiries. Why would the police want to cover up as much as possible? They're lazy. They don't want to do shit. Definitely don't want to help the kids. The school district reaffirmed their commitment to safety and well-being of students and staff, vowing to enhance efforts in fostering a culture of kindness, inclusivity, and affirmation, which, good luck. The school implements a quote-unquote rest day to address the unsafe situation and ensure a calm start to the education day. The news article, highlights the need to address outside influences and the importance of parental responsibility in preventing such activities. It's insane that a school would need to be like responsible for this. Like, first off, yes, the parents involved should be held accountable, like legally accountable. Because these aren't, it's not like these are organized like tournaments in martial arts. These aren't sparring matches. These are just literally underground, in some cases, in basements, fight clubs. Putting your kids to fight each other. Like, you understand, like, people who fight professionally usually leave with a lot of brain damage. And if you don't know proper technique, like, serious things can happen. Like, kids could literally die. But they don't care. They think they're making their kids tougher, because there's like this delusional idea that men were different long ago. Which, you look at pictures of men long ago, they were wearing dresses and wigs and makeup, and like, they weren't like this whole delusional idea of like this archetype of a man historically is just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. Source for that site is, which I would imagine, talk to any professional fighter. I'm sure there's going to be a minority of professional fighters that are like, yeah, you got to be tough. You know, I'm sure that gets in there too. But like, legitimate martial arts, talk to George St. Pierre, right? Talk to even John Jones, who's had a lot of problems outside of the ring. But he's also, you know, kind of probably had a lot of brain trauma as well. Talk to any like lifelong martial artists and ask them if parents having underground fight clubs is going to build them into a good man. Absolutely ridiculous. Source for that, WJLA.com. Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to promote. Are you looking for a way to take your love of the Ray Taylor Show to the next level? Look no further than Inspired Disorder Plus. As a member, you'll get access to a whole host of amazing perks, including the full week of shows, ad-free in both audio and video versions, a live painting archive, early access to the many faces, members-only discounts and deals, a podcast back catalog with over 600 episodes. But that's not all. As a member, you'll get access to my personal blog as well as my creative writing. You'll also get the chance to ask me anything you want. With all of these benefits and more, Inspired Disorder Plus is a must-have for any fan of the Ray Taylor Show. So don't wait. Go sign up now. Head on over to inspireddisorder.com/plus and start enjoying all of the amazing perks of the membership. And now, let's get back to the show. Moving on to the third story, the final story. Google removes slavery simulator game amid outrage in Brazil. Google has removed a highly controversial game called Slavery Simulator from its app store following its outrage in Brazil. The game allowed players to buy and sell black characters and inflict torture on them. The game had been downloaded over 1,000 times before it was removed. It was launched by Magnus Games back in April 20th of this year, so it's fairly new to the App Store. Brazil is a country with a history of slavery, not unlike the United States, that was deeply affected by the game's content. The developer boasts about the ability to exchange, buy, and sell slaves in the game. Users were given the option to either liberate the enslaved characters or continue using them for personal gain. Like, just the capitalist view of slavery. You could save them, you can let them go, or you can continue to exploit them and make a lot of money. What would you want to do? And I would imagine anybody that wanted to download the slavery game are people that are probably wanting to participate in slavery. So I would imagine the option to liberate was probably a very underused option in this game. I mean, this is a game that really speaks to a very specific market of people. Generally, I would imagine people who consider slavery more of a beneficial capitalist maneuver than a disgusting, horrific, evil thing to do to a human being. Because the game had 4-star rating out of 5 and received criticism. The criticism this game received was for not having enough torture options. So those were the kinds of people who were downloading this game. The people that weren't looking to liberate. Social media users expressed anger, and prominent politicians called for the tech companies to be held to a higher standard. Brazil's public prosecutor opened an investigation into how the game was allowed on the Google Play Store to begin with. Google spokesperson said that the Play Store does not allow apps that promote violence or incite hatred against individuals or groups based on race or ethnic origin, or that depict or promote gratuitous violence or other dangerous activities. It really sounds like Google allowed an app to do all of those things that it supposedly says is not allowed. It sounds like a game that should never have existed in the Google Play Store, but did. Something that literally checked off all of those things that it doesn't want to have. The Ministry of Racial Equality arranged a meeting with Google to establish anti-racist content moderation policies, and developers may face legal consequences. More than 4 million enslaved people were taken to Brazil in the course of the country's history. In 1822, 1.5 million of the 3.5 million people living in the country were enslaved. That's insane. That's insane. Yeah, it's disgusting. The fact that it was on the Google Play Store is horrible enough. Clearly, they're not doing much to vet the apps that they... I mean, Google should be held liable for this as well. Almost more so than the developer of the app. Yeah, the developer of the app's a horrible person. Clearly, we see their politics. But it's Google's responsibility for not vetting a game that literally goes against their supposed rules and regulations. But of course, Google is a much bigger corporation than the developers of this game. So I'm sure Google won't face anything. And if they do have any face any fines, it is like a drop in the bucket. Fines for major corporations are just the price of doing business. They're not punishments whatsoever. So anyway, that story, sources, BBC.com. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Swipe Up. I hope you enjoyed my thoughts and insights on the latest news and entertainment updates. Please join the conversation by leaving a comment or rating on your favorite podcast platform or YouTube. And I remind you again, you don't have to threaten to kill me. Shooting me with a gun only makes you seem more cowardly. I'll see you next Thursday for more unfiltered opinions and fresh perspectives. New episodes of The Ray Taylor Show come out every single day. Subscribe on YouTube and everywhere podcasts are found. Binge the full week over at inspireddisorder.com/plus. Buy Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!
Today is the day where you wake up and you realize that everything that you've been dreaming about, everything that you've been wanting, every goal and wish and hope that you've ever had can become real. Dreams can come true. What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.